The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is
a Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the show. You know me by now. I am Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. And who am I joined by? I'm fucking hungover.
Tom is hungover and tired. We're recording. Probably not at the best time for him on a Sunday morning. Is that alcohol?
Yes.
Jesus
Christ. Why not, man? It's a long weekend, and what's that call where you have to like drink after you're like to there's a word for it.
Oh,
because of withdrawal, so you like have to kind of do it. Okay. Morning. No, I can't remember it. No, but yes, I'm
hair of the dog.
Oh, hair of the dog. That's it. Yes, that is the saying. The wife went to this brewery and Salty Stinger. It's a peach goes is what it's called. The other ones are really good. Like I'm used to IPAs, especially for flavored type beers, and it was fairly good. Like this is my last hurrah. Eventually, when we do have a kid, like I'm gonna probably really stop drinking for a long time. I'll just eat edibles and stuff. But
you're gonna give up alcohol altogether?
For a bit. Maybe not altogether, but
yeah, like a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah. At some point though, I hope to like keep it. I've always kept it at bay, but I think that I should. But everybody, welcome back to the show. Yes. I was day drinking yesterday. And also something not healthy for you, but her dad gave us a deep fryer, it's called the fry poppy. I think that's literally what it's called.
Weird.
Yeah. Poppy. And it's like, this is this bucket and you fill up the oil. Works really well. So we put chicken fingers in that shit, toss them in buffalo sauce.
They were so nice.
It was so good. And then we made nachos with them. It was pretty bomb. Cause when we're recording this will come out in a couple weeks after, but it's Canada Day weekend. So I'm trying, just to try and enjoy myself. It is chilly though. Like I was going to go swimming and maybe do a movie outside. And we're going to prep and get ready for a deep dive. We're doing, I was going to watch one of the movies in 3D, but it's like chilly and shitty out. So I'm like, that's just another day to get buzzed. Oh, we're going to go see The Quiet Place though.
Today?
I think that's a plan.
Nice.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't actually. I am going to see it in a couple of days, though. I seen The Exorcism.
Is that good? Why is Russell Crowe in it again? But nothing to do with the Pope's exorcist and shit.
It's weird. It's fucking terrible.
Why do they keep trying to push this exorcism shit? It's so garbage.
I don't know,
man.
But I'm going to go out on a kind of a little bit of a limb here and say it is the worst movie I've seen in the last like 4 or 5 years.
And there's a lot of bad movies that have came out because Hollywood is garbage, you know.
And I like a lot of bad movies, but this is the worst movie I've seen in the last 5 years. Easy.
And, you know, we ran on a little bit and have a little fun, you know, talking in the beginning of episodes, obviously. Welcome. We're back with another true crime episode. But it is crazy because there's like a lot of movies that are just pure garbage. But I think for even Class Warcast, it'd be fun to do an episode like movies that we hate or something like that. And just like just throw in the trash just a bunch of movies, because we have a bunch of stuff coming for Class Warcast, and it gives us, especially me, a break. Even I said that to the wife, where I'm like, you know, Class Horrorcast is a way where I can dive into stuff and watch cool stuff, write down notes. And it's not based on how certain people control the world, you know? It's like, and it's the deep rabbit hole that I go into, you know?
Also, it's like some weird, like, snake charmer music.
No, it's Hava Nahava Gila or whatever.
Weird. That I don't know why, but that reminds me instantly of, remember that song from fucking, The Addams Family, that Babouche
where him
and Fester do that whole dance.
What? We don't. That's what we have to do this summer.
We were going to do that commentary.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that.
I found my notes for that today while I was pulling out my John Lang stuff.
That I've had done
since March 31st.
Aaron's been wanting to dive into this episode for a long time, and I didn't know anything about this. I've only watched a 10-minute video on YouTube, and it still was like pretty mind-blowing that this kind of stuff took place. And this is another reason why you should probably hate cops, because they're not good people. I think all the cops that even the good ones are gone. Like a majority of the cops, especially during the COVID stuff, that didn't want to take the medicine time thing, have all like quit, and they just want boot kissers for law enforcement, essentially. And that's what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And this is like one of those cases. I don't know which side I'm on. Maybe we'll have decided by the end of the episode.
And for everyone that's like, listeners, well, my dad's a cop, or my God, like they're not standing up to anything. They're just an authoritarian boot for the state, in my opinion. Like they're Jeremy McKenzie brings up a lot. He talks about how there is cops that people like interviewed, you know, people, or they're out on a protest, and he's like, this kid's like with a cop. And he's like, yeah, I bet you were one of the cops that like, you know, beat down the protesters during the Freedom Convoy, you know, beat your own citizens, trampled them with horses. And he's like, well, I paid for my pool. And that's like, that's absurd. That's the people that we have, you know, in an authoritarian role, an authority role in Canada. Is people like, yeah, I pay for my pool. There's a special place in hell for the RCMP, for a lot of the police. There is, for sure. You know, oh, pay for my pool. Like, that's crazy that you're going to say that shit to somebody, you know, when people were hurt and you know, they're still trampling people. And in where was that? Nova Scotia? I think there's a protest and they sent Stompy the horse out and it broke some guy's ribs. Crazy. I don't like cops. Yeah.
Well, you're definitely not going to like these guys then. So for people who don't know, John Lang was... because we are talking about him in the past tense now, was an individual who claimed to be a victim of gang stalking. This is a phenomenon known where an individual is targeted by a group of people who engage in harassment, surveillance, and other forms of intimidation.
Which Lang's could be case, an episode. Gang stalking is a real weird thing.
I never heard of it before I seen this case. Lang's case gained attention due to his extensive documentation of the alleged harassment he experienced. Local activists and whistleblower in the Fresno area, who many believe was a target for a notoriously corrupt Fresno Police Department, while others believe he may have suffered from severe paranoia and delusions. However, if we follow the apparent facts of this case, it is hard not to feel like there was much more at play here.
It is weird.
It's a weird case, man.
This is quite bizarre for everybody. And Aaron has been fascinated by this for a long time. And I was like, you know, you cover it. Let's do it this way. Where, you know, usually I'm the one that does all the research. You'll watch some stuff. So I was like, let's switch roles. Let's role reverse. And you can kind of be the lead on this because you find it so fascinating. And even watching, like, I was like eating in my car or whatever at lunch at work. And I was watching this stuff and I was like, it is pretty crazy that this happened. It is a very bizarre. It is a bizarre case. It is such a weird thing that happened to this man. And, you know, it shows that I think that shows that the cops are capable of planting evidence and doing really shady stuff and maybe even murdering people, you know?
Yeah, there's too many strange things that happen in this case to, I don't know, like, I mean, I guess, yeah, there's probably an argument where maybe he was paranoid and stuff like that, but there's a lot of other things that we'll see happened outside of his control.
Yeah, yeah.
That are just a bit too coincidental. Like, it's a bit strange that I understand when someone is suffering from, like, severe paranoia or mental illness or delusions, that you will kind of create the world around you and people will, you know, convince themselves of certain things or whatever. But, like, there's some things that happen here that, like, he has no part to play in. And I don't know, it all connects together a bit too well.
Who, when did you discover this?
I actually think it was, like, randomly on, like, Reddit or somewhere.
Weird.
I think I looked up, like, you know, something like most bizarre, like, unknown cases or something like that. And this is one that popped up and people were fascinated by it because he basically, outside of his YouTube and, like, a couple of accounts on, like, different forums, he has no social media footprint whatsoever. They still haven't found a photograph that they've proven 100% is him.
Yeah, that weird anonymous photograph that he has.
Yeah, which is another, like, kind of strange thing. And then I suppose all the shit that's happened since all this.
It's like a psyop. He didn't even exist, you know?
Yeah, like, we'll get into it a little bit now. So he's known to have frequented a site known as the Fresno Bee, which was a community blog of sorts. He was adamant that the police department were targeting low-income communities by scanning license plates in supermarket car parks and then waiting nearby to pull these people over as soon as they returned to their cars. John felt that they were making millions of dollars per year as a result of this. So this is kind of where his whole thing started. And some people reckon that stuff like this is why he ended up being targeted in the end. So he also believed that a Fresno Bee employee by the name of Jody Murray was scanning the site for posts that painted the police department in a negative light and sending them to an account called HikerDude67 or HikerDude1967. He believed this to be an online alias for Sheriff Sergeant McCormick. John alleged that the IP addresses of anyone who was critical of the police were sent to this officer in specific. Now, again, right, I don't know where, it's very hard to find out, like, where he was sourcing this information.
Yeah, weird hiker dude. Or if he was just, like,
making this shit up in his head. I actually don't know.
Sounds like a guy that's like, hey, can you meet me in the forest at 10 p.m.? I am looking to suck a dick. You know?
Like. Yeah, it's very, like, no, to be fair, right, if the police were going to have, like, a fake account or whatever, yeah, they're going to make it something fucking completely bizarre.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, if they're a threat, if someone is a threat to the establishment or a police force, think about this, right? Like, one of the lines I like from an Ill Bill song is, the biggest gang in the world is the police. Our tax dollars pay for no justice and no peace. And realistically, if you look at it from the outside, they are like a gang for the state. Yeah. Yep. They have uniforms, and the thing is too, it's interesting, right? Like, if people are like, well, that's nothing to do with me. I'm not a bad guy. I just want to do my job and protect people. It's very rare that is the case when it comes to police. And the thing is, if especially within Canada, stuff like that, it's supposed to be a uniform. You're supposed to be one thing. So if the cops do something bad, you should acknowledge that they're doing something bad. If you are a cop, because you're supposed to be one unified thing. Right.
Yeah. Well, you see, there's the problem, right? Excuse me. Even if I'm a cop or whatever, and I consider myself like a good cop, and I just want to do the job the way I see is the right way.
Yeah.
On a whole, like, or whatever, or if, like, your, you know, superiors or whatever tell you, well, you've got it. Like, here, for example, I'm sure there's a lot of police in Ireland who are just guys who, you know, took the job and maybe thought they were going to make a difference, and now we see that the police here are protecting
criminals.
English companies, yeah, English contractors that are coming into Irish territory and renovating land to put migrants in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they're clashing with the locals. So now, like, even if you're just some dude who got a job as a police officer, now you're having to like beat the shit out of the local community to let English contractors build houses for illegal immigrants.
I know, which is crazy. I saw some of that stuff too, and they're doing that in the United States. I'm sure within Canada, like they want to bring in, they want to have the population of Canada by, I think, 2050 to 100 million. We're at 42, like one or two, 42 right now, and it's been growing exponentially. And no one can be, there's no housing for anybody. It's so weird that like there are so many people that are poor and broke, but they'll give everything to somebody else. 65% of the people that are impoverished in Canada are white people. There is a threat to your skin color, everybody. If you don't notice, it's called the Kalergi plan. It's all in the works, but it is crazy because then you're working for an authoritarian boot of the state. Like I said, like that's not, you're not protecting, like protect and serve. You're not doing any of that. You're like get on your knees and suck the government dick, guy.
Basically. Another strange story actually that John Lang told was in May 2014. He received some answers to a Craigslist ad that he placed to sell a jet ski. Three separate people showed up for the ad. One, he said, had all the mannerisms of a police officer. Now, that's, yeah. I mean, to me, that's neither here nor there.
You know, the guy, it's like, you got that weed, right? You got some weed? And it's like, are you a cop, man? You sure seem like a cop. You know,
so it's like, some people are just a bit like that.
And this
that.
Guy didn't
so,
have like, a I, wife. There's no, like, he had no family. Like, it's so bizarre because we don't know what he looks like. There's no, like, record.
That's the strange part that, like, people haven't seemed to be able to dig up too much about.
Like, no family, no aunts and uncles, no parents.
Here's another strange part to that story about the jet ski. So the second person that shows up to view the jet ski from the Craigslist ad was Jody Murray, which is the Fresno B employee that he said was helping the police department find out who was like posting shit online about them.
Of course.
But at the time he didn't know that it was them, if you know what I mean. It was only afterwards when he seen a photograph, he was like, wait a second, that was that motherfucker that showed up to look at my jet ski. Just seems like a weird coincidence. Why randomly would he be like checking out his jet ski? And then again, another like useless piece of information. The last person was a heavyset man who was riding a newish motorcycle. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
And this is his writings, or did somebody else gather that this happened?
Yeah, no, this is all like stuff that he posted in like captions on his YouTube channel and stuff.
So weird.
So upon looking under the surface, it was discovered the Fresno Bee worked with a third party company called Discus to filter and moderate the comments, etc. They could access all user IPs, so technically John may have been right all along.
Well, they're obviously doing that, right? Like, and the thing is, like, I have I use VPNs and stuff like that, but I don't use them on my computer, so the government's like, this guy's really trying to dig and look into stuff about Jewish people. You know what I mean?
It's like, weirdo.
So it is interesting because they definitely like try, I don't know, who knows if it's in some big you know, I just picture like all those like computer where, you know, like it's a warehouse and it's just all those like computer, those big stacks,
those like servers
the big servers or whatever, and it's just like collecting everyone's information. And it's crazy because they know everything about then who you would vote for. They know what you probably think about on a daily basis and all that stuff. That's why I'm kind of like out in the open where I'm like, this is what I think. Here's a video. I don't care. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, I do not like what is going on in the world. So, and it's just fine to kind of like be out there. Rashane said that once from Inquiries of Reality, where he's like, you know, he's like, it's kind of, I was like, it's probably too late for me. They're like, you know, I've had my video shared thousands of times. He's like, that's kind of a good thing though. Kind of at realistically, cause you're already out there and if something did say happen to you in any way. You know, there is kind of there's proof like you're active, right? So as
there's
start,
like a social footprint there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Which that's with what this some people guy said is like, that this guy's misstep was the fact that all the videos that he posted on his YouTube and stuff, the commentary that he gave to them was in the description. He doesn't talk over the video or anything. And people were like, that was definitely a big misstep. He should have put his face on camera. He should have let people hear his voice, because that's kind of why this story has been maybe left a little bit in the shadows.
Is his YouTube channel still up?
Yeah. We'll take a look at that now shortly. His channel is still there. and like all the videos are like CCTV from outside of his house of different things.
So how did he get the access to that? Did he put a camera in?
Yeah, he had cameras all over the house. And then he would come back every day and review the footage. I don't like that
Big Brother type thing, but it's not a bad idea because you see weird things on those like those Ring cameras now or whatever that they have on people's houses. There's weird stuff, or there's like really nice boys that are just like, "Ding dong, I just want to say that I love your dog," or so. You know what I mean? You've seen some of those videos where it's like the nicest that fat like we boy. Have,
is, you know? In my house, we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really?
5, 6. Yeah, we have like 6 But or 7 you're like close.
You're like, you're in a, I'm assuming that you're in this a big neighborhood where it's just a bunch of houses all like collectivized together.
Yeah, it's like an estate. Like we're on a block of like, say, 12 houses.
Yeah. Because I've seen how Ireland looks. You guys really tried to fit everything in there. And that's why it's like they're trying to fit more people. It can't. It's not possible.
No, because they're just throwing us out of these houses now. And then they're going to put immigrants in them.
Clergy plan.
Okay, so from this point, after hearing about this like third-party company that they were working with, John was convinced that his phones had been bugged and his car was being tracked due to an apparent increase in police presence everywhere he went. In 2015, he filed a harassment complaint with the Internal Affairs Department of the Fresno PD, but he went on to say he felt that it only made things more intense overall.
Well, it is weird because he's essentially one guy, right, trying to expose their corruption. Because isn't this something to do with that? Or are we going to get because there's something to do with their corruption of what he was trying to expose, right?
Yeah, well, the whole thing started off with, like he said, he reckoned that he had uncovered this license plate scam.
Yeah.
That he thought the police were taking part in, which was, they would basically scan the license plates of parked cars and then they would wait for the person to get back in the car and then pull them out and like, you know, ticket them, arrest them. And he reckoned that they were making millions of dollars a year. And like,
it is crazy. I imagine the stuff that does happen, right, that we're not even aware of. Or the stuff that happened, you know, took place during the pandemic where all these people made a ton of money. Like our the premier for Ontario, Doug Ford, he's supposed to be conservative, but he's definitely a leftist communist, in my opinion. And he made a ton of money off of decals of like the stickers on the ground that were like, go this way. You know what I mean? Which is so crazy that we participate in any of that shit. I'll never forget that where I got called a scumbag for going the wrong way. And I was going to like fucking knock the head off this guy. And I was like, you need to go to the car. And it's just crazy for just stickers on like the things that we participate in. Remember never to do that again, people, because we're trying to push the bird flu now. But it's just he made tons of money. You know, and the same thing with our upcoming conservative leader, PP, he took a lot of, his wife had a lot of money in the PCR tests. And it's like, these people are all corrupt. We forget all this stuff, including the police, like we're getting into in this, right? Like they'll all make money for themselves, right?
That kind of ties into, I suppose, the next part of the story. So far, this may all seem quite unbelievable until you look into the background of the Fresno PD. Racial discrimination and corruption are two things that have cropped up multiple times. At the tail end of 2023, the PD and Fresno mayor were both sued by veteran cop Lieutenant Ruiz, accusing them of such crimes. Just a year before John's death, the deputy chief, Keith Foster, was involved in some crimes, also including drug trafficking. In recent years, multiple police officers in Fresno have been arrested and jailed for similar crimes, among other forms of corruption, all under the command of Police Chief Jerry Dyer. On the 9th of November 2004, Dyer suspended Jose Morales from the force for some supposed violation. Morales decided to confront Dyer at his home about the issue, which was probably not a good idea regardless. Morales had later been found dead in a field across the road from Dyer's house.
Just a coincidence.
A driver, this is wild. Like, a driver had found the body face down beside his truck with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest, and it was immediately ruled a suicide.
What? Due to Morales's, hard it is to shoot yourself in the chest and to die from that?
And I love how it's like, well, I guess it committed suicide. Anyway, let's just close the case, done.
It's like eventually when we die, I would like to talk about Kurt Cobain, but that idea of like, it was impossible You know how hard it would be to put a shotgun like
in, that's in, what I was gonna say, especially with a fucking shotgun.
I know. And that he was the heroin in the system, right, was so much that it was like he wouldn't have been able to lift it. So it's crazy. This guy shot himself, even doing like this, probably odd. I'm like trying to point a gun, even if it's a handgun, to your chest is very weird. And it would probably, especially if it was a powerful gun, and had kick to it, it might snap your wrist if you try to hold it like that. That's so weird, man.
So yeah, it was ruled a suicide. Due to Morales' family feeling that Dyer was involved, they took him and the PD to court. Funny enough, their wait, hear this now. So funny enough, their attorney missed most of the court dates and disappeared for 3 months, which means the case was dismissed.
Of course.
So they hired an attorney and he missed all the court dates, and then he disappeared off the face of the earth for 3 months and then came back and was like, oh, what? After the case had been drawn out.
Because they probably threatened him.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
And that's the crazy thing is, if like, you know, this happens within politics, within the medical industry, that they're like, yeah, you got to push this or do this, or we're going to come after your family. That's how, like, that's how dangerous a lot of the people are in this world that actually control things. And that's why no one will ever get through, right? People were like commenting one of my videos, like, oh, you should, someone put like the reptilian for prime minister. And I'm like, a lot of people have told me to get into politics and to try to run and do something, but they would not let someone like me in. No. They would dig up all my stuff that I've said on the show. They would not let me actually try to make a difference, because realistically, everyone that's out there is listening. Everyone's bought and paid for, the cops, the politicians and stuff like that. And a case like this proves to me that that is the case. And this is just one like small, like the city, whatever. Right. So it's fine, because it made me think of the, you know, the Fresno Nightcrawlers. They're involved with this. They murdered John. Those weird pants.
pants. So the attorney goes missing, disappears for 3 months, and then the case was dismissed. There was many strange things to the case, such as the witness who called was anonymous, and the phone number that was used was turned off and never used again. So the person that reported finding the body.
Weird.
Was an anonymous person. The police didn't happen to ask, like, okay, what's your name? What's your information?
Yeah.
He just called as anonymous and went, hey, I found a guy who committed suicide by gunshot.
Oh, yeah.
And the phone number that was the phone number was activated. The call was made reporting a body found, and then the number was never used again.
That's a cop for sure. Realistically, to be like, you would, if I found that guy, I would assume that somebody killed him, somebody whacked him, like a mafia type thing, right?
I don't think the first thing I would think if I went outside today and found a body in a field beside his car, I don't think I'd be like, oh, he clearly shot himself.
No note, no like motive. One of the first things that cops like need to do is find a motive for a crime, right? Of why it's being done. And it's like, all right.
Another strange thing about it was the family filed, I don't know if it's like subpoenas or whatever, to try and get the way they can find like where the phone was pinged with the cell towers. Yeah. And they were never given the information. The phone company and stuff were like, no, we can't, like, it's like fucked up.
It's crazy too. Like it just makes me think of like other cases that we'll eventually dive into. And there's a lot of true crime mysteries that we have not really covered on the show, of like how they end up finding certain people, even like, you know, Chris Watts kind of thing, of something that happens. And then they can trace down where they were at the specific time. And all this stuff. And there's so many weird, mysterious cases. I have one about a family, the Jameson family, like disappeared out of nowhere. And it's just like, and how can we not figure out where these people are? You know,
especially nowadays, like, I mean, it's not, you know, it's like things have advanced so much. So a little bit more about the Fresno police. From 2010 to 2019, there was 189 lawsuits against the Fresno PD, totaling around $18 million in claims. John began documenting everything he could and posting videos to his channel, Lang Marine 1910, while some of the videos could be passed off as nothing, there are some that seem more sinister. A minivan with a camera set up recording his house, the same vehicles pulling up outside his house over and over again on multiple occasions, people coming to his gate and like trying to like... I know it seemed like they were he had a dog, and it was like they were trying to like kind of pacify the dog and like get the dog to be like, hey, I'm like familiar. And like they show up multiple times, the same person. on like random days, and I'm like, that's really weird. Like, pull up in a car, get out, cross the street, go over to his house specifically, put your hand in over the gate to his dog and be like, hey, and then like not be seen again for 3 or 4 days, pull up to the street again, get out of the car.
That's so bizarre. That would freak me out. It's like, I, you know, imagine like, you know, that you had people watching you like that. There's this one really friendly guy that like always likes to talk to me and the wife or whatever. And he's got kids and a wife and she's pretty quiet, but he's always like, hey, how's it going? Da da da. Like almost like he wants to be friends and just being a nice guy.
Serial killer.
And yeah, I know. And then I'm like, there's something about people that are like too nice and friendly. And especially in this day and age where everyone is made this way, where that's what it's weird. The buddy that I work with, when I asked him what's the weirdest thing about Canada compared to India, because he came from India, and he was like, that you guys don't know your neighbors. And I'm like, it's probably for a good reason. A lot of people are skeptical of each other and their motives and what they want. And I think that it would be good to have a more community based. And I think we've lost that. But nowadays, everyone's just so paranoid of like who people are and what they could be capable of. And that's the crazy thing about, and then there's a lot like this world has breeded like psychopaths, right? A lot of people are just crazy, you know?
Yep.
Look at the month that we're in. If this will come out later, but yes, it's the month of the fucking mafia rainbow and that cult aspect of stuff. It's just like there's people out there that just have lost their minds. And this is such a weird thing. And this is all the video footage. It's just so weird. And it was a different time. When did this case come out?
This case was... That's a good question.
Because, like...
2016, I think this happened. Well, it had been happening for years. He had been, like, involved in all that
shit. Look, another propaganda. For years. Wow, that's crazy. So we're bringing up a video of some of his videos on his YouTube channel. It's just a movie about Fly Me to the Moon, where it says about the faking moon landing, I guess. Weird. Yo, that would freak the fuck out of me. That's so
very strange. He seemed to reckon that they pulled up right outside his house and like they only filmed outside his house and then pulled the door across. And
so everybody
away.
That's now, listening, people were like, it's a guy in a van with like a pretty expensive camera, like a film, like filming a movie type camera. When was this? Because like, which is 2015. Wow, that's not that long ago, man.
Mm-hmm. And they close the door and
weird,
they're gone.
And the fact too of like that 9 years ago, look how many views it has, almost 500,000. It is. There's a lot of it. It's so weird. And the fact that we don't know this guy's name, like, John Lang. But dude, is that his real name? We don't know his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we don't. Yeah, we don't know for sure.
We don't know really realistically. We know nothing about this guy. And what, like, is there any accounts of his neighbors and the people that actually saw him?
Yeah, so we'll get into a little bit of that so now then. So, there are videos on the channel of a silver truck. John stated belonged to the police department and he would, that his phone calls were being traced. He tracked back some of this stuff and he said that it had all been registered to the police. There's another video that shows a random 20-minute gap cut from the recording that he states he knew nothing about. In April 2015, he was invited over to his next-door neighbor's house. After some time, he became uncomfortable and wanted to leave. He used the excuse that he couldn't find his wallet, but the wife of the couple told him that he couldn't leave yet. He bolted for the door and made it outside, but the husband blocked the gateway, so he jumped the fence and ran next door to his house, only to find his stuff inside had been tampered with, his front door lock, printer, and two computers. He felt like the neighbors were in on this, and he also stated in the video description that George Adam Ramirez was a convicted sex offender.
His neighbor?
Hmm.
Weird. Well, and then is the idea of like, well, we have this on you. We'll put you back into jail if you don't go along with our, you know, and this gang stalking activity. It's crazy. I was debating on doing an episode about that because it is funny how this it can happen. And you're like you like use tactics to essentially make someone so paranoid and crazy. Like, imagine if that was like a fake camera that the guys pulled up with, you know, it's not a real camera. They weren't filming anything, but it's just to drive him crazy. You know,
here's something also kind of scary. So I done a bit of digging on this George Adam Ramirez dude. And he is, in fact, on the sex offenders list. And his name, age, weight, everything about him matches this guy's next door neighbor.
Yeah.
And since John died, they moved house immediately.
Of course.
What? Which is really strange. Could this be because of possible involvement? John had done some form of research and said that the man had allegedly entered his house illegally, went by a fake name of Eli Ramirez. He also claimed this man showed up at his work and had a German Shepherd with him, similar to the man seen in some of the CCTV videos. 2 weeks after his report to Internal Affairs, three cop cars pull up outside the house and six officers just proceed to hang out on the sidewalk. Is this a potential intimidation technique?
That's fucking weird.
That's it. It's really strange. And this is what I'm saying of like, stop, like this intimidation tactic. You're right. Of like, don't do this anymore. Stop exposing our crimes. And for something as little as like it like realistically, this license plate scam of making money off of giving people tickets and stuff like that. That is a little thing considering. Right. Like the levels of corruption that goes, like the idea eventually when we talk, which maybe will come this summer, where we talk about Robert Picton, the pig farmer that killed 50 people, even though he was mentally retarded and stuff. And there's connections to like the RCMP and stuff. And that's like huge.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Saving money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with damp-rid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on damp-rid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So just this simple thing of so crazy of him trying to expose the corruption of the police essentially making money off of scamming people. Right. And that they will go out of their way to be like, no, he can't expose this. So then they start to intimidate him and they've obviously like they have the intellectual level of they understand how you could manipulate the situation, right, to make him sound crazy, you know.
It's very weird because there is a lot of like
that guy looks
seems
like
very random that all these people just happen to show up outside his house and like stare inside and like keep walking past and like showing up every couple of days.
Yeah,
very strange. Like it's an awful lot of coincidences, right?
There's people you can definitely look like a cop, like 100%.
Like he just randomly pulled up there and he's just like walking up and down.
And he like, was he in the driver's seat or the passenger? Who was the was he in the passenger? Yeah, he was. Weird. No, and then he gets something weird.
So now he's like talking to somebody in there.
That's so weird. Who's that?
And here comes. I'm assuming this is John.
Wild.
And they're having some conversation. So,
really weird.
To move forward then another bit.
Have you showed his picture yet? Like we should show his picture of his Facebook. It's weird. It's like he's wearing an anonymous mask. It is crazy. So 2015 is pretty wild. I thought it was earlier than that.
So he eventually posts a video on his YouTube and Facebook with the following caption. If this is fucking unsettling. If I turn up missing or dead tomorrow, remember this van. I think I seen, actually, let me just pull this van up before we, for people who are watching the video aspect, for people who are not, we're just going to show a clip of, I think it's the last video I ever uploaded to his account.
Yeah.
And
such a
what
bizarre
I'm
case.
Now in
this
a second
whole thing is so bizarre.
Will kind of, allow weird. for to explain about it. So if I turn up missing or dead tomorrow, remember this van. I think I seen a couple of guys sneak out the side door into the building when it was parked in the carport this afternoon. I've been causing the city of Fresno a lot of problems recently, which I now regret. Sign on the door said guarantee carpet cleaning Fresno. So apparently this company isn't real, and the details of the plates on this van lead to absolutely nowhere. On January 15th, John posted on Corin Hogard's ABC 30 Action News Facebook page the following unsettling message. Corin, you want some news? Corrupt Fresno cops are going to try and kill me this weekend, possibly tonight. This is no joke. Please follow up on my story regardless of what happens or what version the cops and the Fresno B come up with. Please check out www.jodymurray.com and my YouTube site. Thank you.
It is very so strange, that, dude. And considering, like, what's that? There's so, like, Training Day is a good representation of mm-hmm. the cops that are corrupt. But there's that one with Keanu Reeves. I'm gonna bring it up right now, just to, because it is interesting. Because this, like, and it's a reflection of, yeah, there is very corrupt people. There is all sorts of different people within, you know, the government or. So strange. Or authoritarian roles. What is that one movie called? Street Kings. You ever seen that movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, great movie.
Because it's this idea that there are some good cops and then there are some bad cops, and they've kind of, they weeded out. And if everybody's corrupt, though, and everyone will take a paycheck for corruption or to keep quiet about certain things, then, like, really, you don't really have anyone protecting you. You just have enforcement, not law enforcement, enforcement of the state. And it is so crazy because there were definitely cops doing this to this guy. You can look like a cop, but no, you can. There's, like, ranks of certain people. Even that, you know, this is California. There is a lot of Mexicans or whatever, Latino, whatever, Latina or whatever, police. And it's just like, that guy definitely looked very sketchy. The guy smoking the cigarette.
I don't know, a lot of coincidences.
Or they can use actual criminals, right? People that they've let out that are on bail, or, you know, this guy has a sentence of a couple of years. They give him a little less and they're like, you know, if you help us do this, we'll reduce your sentence or your probation or whatever it may be. And they use that so they can actually, they're not involved, right? Mm-hmm. But it reminds you of, like, the van, the weird van. It just reminds you, like, you remember Cheech and Chong, where the cops are, like, mm-hmm. watching that house and they're in that weird, like, sketchy van. And they're like, it's that old school thing of having all the recording equipment inside of a van so they can record.
It's like a stakeout.
Yes, a stakeout. Yeah, yeah. And to tap the phones. And then I couldn't imagine the paranoia that this guy was going through of everywhere he went, everything he said, thought, of just in how he says it's so scary that he's like, you know, I regret doing this. I made a mistake.
Directly after that, he posted on his own page asking if anyone wanted to stay at his house that night, but they must be a legal gun owner, as the bad guys may come and try and get inside. Unsettling.
That's
really unsettling.
So crazy.
So several days later, on Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, neighbors saw smoke coming from John's house. The fire brigade were on another call a few doors away, and when they broke in, discovered that all the entry points were completely blocked from the inside. They found John unresponsive and bleeding heavily and performed CPR all the way to the hospital. The initial investigators felt that someone had set the fire at John's house, and they also found some unusual things inside the home. The house was very messy and things were thrown all over the place. There was also a mattress with bloodstains on it. It's also noted that the camera system stopped recording before the fire department showed up to the scene, as well as the inside camera stopped working the day before he died.
Of course.
Upon reviewing the CCTV from inside, police say, now again, take this with a grain of salt, police say that John was said to be sitting on the couch with a knife and he was shown waving it to the camera. He leaves the room and returns and then turns off the camera. However, this footage was never released anywhere to prove what the police were saying. The investigators ruled that his death was 100% a suicide. The autopsy report states that he had 3 major stab wounds
in the back,
into his chest area. After this, it was found that the police had brought 2 knives from the house to test if they were used in the death. The black t-shirt that he was wearing when he was found had no tears or holes in it either.
Wow. Wasn't he stabbed in the
several,
back?
Yeah. There was like several less like severe ones in his back. Now they were saying that like, oh, he could have went like this.
That is the stupidest shit I've ever heard, man.
I know. Yeah.
That these cops, it's crazy because there's probably no justice for this guy. Whoever perpetrated this crime of killing this guy will probably rot in some sort of hell, you know, whatever exists beyond this. Because that's crazy that they're openly corrupt. And oh, yeah. And I heard, didn't the coroner say that he was stabbed in the back and then he like said, oh, no, never mind. That's not true.
Yeah. So then, right, then after all of this, they determined that his death wasn't from anything like that. It was from smoke inhalation.
There are
many claims that John also had mental health issues or a drug problem, but the toxicology reports showed that there was nothing in his system at all. As for reports of schizophrenia, people who suffer with this have a smaller temporal lobe. The autopsy report showed nothing of the sort with John.
It's so crazy because, like, you would, especially to some guy that's running a funeral parlor, you know, or whatever, you're just, or you do autopsies. Everyone can be paid out, right? But you would, if you're just a normal guy, you'd probably feel some sort of guilt, and you know, just be like, we're gonna pay you off to do this or that. It is such a bizarre story because that's like so, and they definitely burnt down his house, and so that obviously the house was lit on fire. The fire department got the call. They ran out, and who knows whatever his neighbors saw. It's interesting. And then he's got stab wounds. It's just
very weird way. Like, cause there's a lot of people online who were like, okay, we need to look at this. Like, you know, realistically, let's just say for a second, let's play devil's advocate.
That he did.
The guy is a complete. Yeah. The guy is a complete paranoid freak and whatever, a schizophrenic, even though it's been proven through the autopsy that he couldn't have been a schizophrenic. It would be a very weird way. Like there's so many people we've heard of committing suicide and killing themselves and whatever. You know, you always have like the conventional, like you're going to hang yourself, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But to start stabbing yourself in the back, then stab yourself 3 times in the chest and then light your house on fire and lie down in it.
I know. What is this? Like Stu and Billy trying to like.
Yeah, it's a very weird, like think about how elaborate that plan is. It's like, you know what? I think I'm going to kill myself. I think I'm going to stab myself a lot of times and then I'm going to set the house on fire and just burn to death.
And the fact that his shirt that he was wearing when they
doesn't
found
have any
the
holes
body,
in it.
All of this reeks corruption. And this definitely was the cops or they paid somebody to do this to this guy. And they burnt down. It's one of the weirdest, most suspicious case of a true crime case that I've heard in a long time. When you brought it up and I started looking into it, it is kind of fascinating because they definitely were involved in this over like a license plate scam that he was exposing. And I guess they would have been watching his YouTube channel. They would probably know where the cameras are, especially on the outside of the house at least. And that's why they were probably pulling up in those vans. And that's a pretty expensive camera for that time. That's like a film camera.
Yeah, he thought it was like some sort of thermal thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like lots of people were saying, no, I don't think it was that, but I definitely do think it was still them.
Yeah, and
taking footage of the area and
the house. Area,
and
the
house
where they could probably zoom in and try to find where they think the camera was from seeing the footage of the kind of CCTV camera footage. It's such a bizarre case, man. It's so weird. And it's like eerie. It is. Like it's creepy.
And like, think about it, right? If you stabbed yourself like badly 3 times in the chest,
you
right?
wouldn't be able to light the house on fire.
But also, like, what would possess you to go, you know what, I gotta change my shirt, actually. I think I gotta change my shirt right now while I'm bleeding to death.
Impossible.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, none of that makes any... I don't think I've ever heard of a story where somebody gets stabbed or stabs themselves and goes, you know what, I need to change clothes.
I need to do this or even be able to walk to...
Because don't they say a lot of times as well, when you do something like that, it's like when people go to hang themselves and like the minute you do it, your brain kicks into that like instant regret of being like, well, this was a bad idea. It's like people jumping off a bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And like before they even hit the bottom, they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then especially if they survive, which has happened. Your brain would kick in for fight or flight mode of trying to survive. That is what your brain does, you know? And that's, it is crazy because that's, you know, his fear and paranoia was probably justified because if you don't have good instincts, like the idea of what's happening in the world today and the stuff that is happening to people, and in the countries all over the world, if you don't have an instinct to be like, something weird is going on, we're obviously being tormented and killed and all sorts of shit. You must be so brainwashed to not have that natural instinct of like, something is wrong here. I've had that instinct since I was a young kid, like 11, 10, of being like, there's something very weird and strange about this reality that we exist in, and how it's being manipulated. And I felt weird about this planet for a long time. So this guy starts exposing stuff. And then he was like, then he realizes he's already gone too deep, right? That it's too late. Right. So that's why he starts like filming everything and showing the proof that like a lot of weird people are pulling up to my house. And it would be crazy if it was all in his head, you know, if he's just like there is a. But the thing is, the evidence doesn't line up where there is no carpet cleaning company with the same name. The license plates don't add up. So if all of that did, then you could be like, okay, he was crazy and really paranoid and, you know, he heard voices or whatever it might be. But no, he stumbled upon a real corruption, tried to expose it within the police department, and then he got murdered. And it does like, reality is like, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, right? And you see this, like, that's why I brought up the movie, like Street Kings or some of those movies. There's a bunch of them. That one with Jake Gyllenhaal is pretty good of showing that cops can be very corrupt. It's a very intense job. And some of the stuff that they see breaks you, you know, like my uncle, who was a lieutenant in Toronto, for the police department. He's not a good person to say the least, you know, pretty crazy. And I remember being when I was a kid, I used to listen to CT Talk 1010, which is like a Toronto news station. And I heard his name on the radio because he was involved with harassment his wife, his ex-wife's friend and stuff like that, that he left her for. And that to me alone showed like, all right, even the low level people, like lieutenant, yeah, he was doing it for 20 years or whatever. But when I think it was one of his first days on the job as like a rookie, he went to like some sort of crack house and there was like a dead baby. And that would just, that could fuck you up for life. He hated me. I was very obviously outspoken and didn't like police and looked like, and I was in my own right a degenerate back then when it comes to who I was. So, but he was always an asshole and filled with so much like hatred and stuff like that and who he was. And that probably alone, one thing fucked him up. So imagine what progressed throughout his career of the things that he saw and had to endure being a cop in Toronto. So, and then it's like, well, I need to make money for myself to survive or whatever. And they, their own instincts kick in, you know, cause if,
yeah, like,
and it's crazy. Well, I was just saying like this idea of like movies like Street King, where it's like, it involves like five people. Okay. And then they have to keep it quiet. So they have to try to infiltrate these other people and get them to go along with their stuff. And then it becomes this like ripple effect of like, they have to keep the corruption quiet. Look like the Canadian government, man, being treasonous. They're not giving out any of the names of the people that are literally treasonous, selling us out of China and Israel and India. That's crazy. So now it becomes this ripple effect where like they have to like shut everyone down.
There's like, I had written out a bit of a recap, I suppose, before we like bookend the episode. So
that's crazy.
The first report of his death states that he had deep lacerations and stab wounds to his back, but ultimately died of smoke inhalation. It wasn't after it wasn't until after the case blew up on YouTube, all this conspiracy and corrupt shit, it even had a moment on the news. They then did a follow-up statement saying, oh, he was crazy. All this info about him barricading, all this info about him being crazy and killing himself. There was not one evidence photo or anything released by the police. Everything from the Fresno Police Department seems to be just words. No one has any actual proof or any physical proof besides Lang filming all that weird shit on the CCTV.
Bring up the image that you had when we started, like when we were going to start this. I'm just showing people like kind of his Facebook page.
What was it I had?
Yeah, it was like his Facebook page and the weird, the cover for the thumbnail that you had up. Yeah, that. Is that weird?
This one?
Everybody watching, like, you can find this stuff, but he had, like, this weird anonymous photo, too, where it was, like, it could have been his face, and it's, like, overlain with, like, an anonymous mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. I just want to read it off what he says. Put it back up. This was his Facebook page to Cornyn Hoggard, the ABC 30 mm-hmm. Action News. Cornyn, you want some news? Corrupt Fresno cops are trying to kill me this weekend, possibly tonight. This is no joke. Please follow up on my story, regardless of what happens or the version that the cops and the Fresno B come up with. Please check out. And you stated this, but it is weird. He was trying to really expose this, and it's interesting. He's using Facebook to try to do it, you know? Just strange.
Yeah,
case.
Apparently, like, he posted a lot of shit on Facebook as well as YouTube. Another thing I noticed as well is, like, People don't come to your house at 2 a.m. No. over and over again and, like, try to familiarize themselves with, like, your neighbor's dog and snoop around in your yard.
Yeah.
Another thing I noticed, same people but different companies. So I was reading all the captions in the videos he posted, and he states in a comment on one of his videos that the jogger that's seen in one of the videos going up and down past his house constantly is also the same guy as the cleaner.
Course, right? So
they look like the same person.
If you start noticing all this stuff, of course, man, this guy's gonna drive himself in nuts. And realistically, it's such a the what makes this so bizarre is that he had no, like, we don't know who his family was, who he was personally talking to and hanging out with, or any of that stuff. And that's why maybe they thought they had the ability to be able to do this and get away with it, is because they knew he was, like, a kind of hermit guy, sheltered, you know, maybe had his, you know, his parents are dead now, and there's not much, he doesn't know where his family is, or, you know, there's people like that, right? That have no connection to a lot of their family, and just, there's people like that out there, which is sad. You know, it's just them on their own. And if that's weird to me, though, that there's nobody that he was trying to alert to what was happening in his own personal life where they could come out and be like, this is a setup. He was murdered. What is happening?
It's weird. There's another thing I noticed as well with the cleaning van video. So they pull up in that cleaning van and they get out. And that dude that we see,
yeah.
He drops off a flyer at John's neighbor's house, right? He takes one flyer out and puts it, like, on the gate of John's neighbor's, and then leans over the fence and is, like, going back and forth between that and the door of the van, smoking a cigarette, just staring at John's house constantly, yeah. And then gets back in the van and drives away. Now, I'm sorry, right? I don't have, like, my own landscaping business or anything like that. But I'm pretty sure, like, if I was going out canvassing with flyers, I wouldn't pull into a neighborhood, put one flyer on one house, smoke a cigarette, and then drive away.
Yeah, I know. There's, like, something...
What's the point in that?
There's something deeply strange about this case, and almost, like, eerie and, like you said, unsettling, where there's no answers. There's no answers. There's no justice. There's no anything. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's perplexing that we don't really know anything about this guy and his family. Is like, that's the always thing that's going to stick out to me, of like, we don't even know what this guy looks like, is the craziest too, man. Such a bizarre case. And I think it was pretty cool that we were able to, you know, that you wanted to cover this.
One last thing actually, I was just reading here. So the police said that the stab wounds were superficial. However, the actual coroner's article stated that all three stab wounds were extremely deep and one had actually cut a quarter inch into his heart. Also, does anybody care to explain the completely fake carpet cleaning company van spotted stopping outside his neighbor's house, glancing at his house, 10 police officers standing outside his house chatting across the street
multiple times.
The police department have always refused to release any documents about the case. Why was there zero rips in his clothes despite being stabbed and zero soot or any sort of ash on his body or any clothing? Before this case, the Fresno Police Department was already known to be the most corrupt department in the United States, and he most likely discovered something he shouldn't have relating to heavy drug trafficking rumors that surround the department for years. So what does everybody think then? Is this delusions and paranoia or someone who was onto something and was taken care of before he
Anyone that's watching this on YouTube or Rumble or even X or whatever, leave comments of what you think was happening. Because it is really bizarre. This is a really bizarre case. And the fact that, like, nobody, there's no justice. They got away with it. Mm-hmm. The cops are in Fresno are probably still corrupt amongst all of the cops, you know? So
there's something funny about that.
They didn't clean house, man. They're like, they're still in there. It's like the people that forced you into lockdowns, right? Just preference this or whatever. And your grandma dies. My aunt died. I wasn't able to see her, because of the measures that were taken in place. And some, like, they're still in charge. All these people that forced you to into medical coercion to make you take a bioweapon and all the stuff that's happened. They're still in charge and nobody's doing anything about it. And it's just like, it's the same case with this. The cops and this corruption is still at large. There are still criminals running the country. There is authoritarian state police officers that are just obedient dogs to the corrupt system that keeps us all enslaved through taxes and everything else. And they're all still in charge, man. There's nothing changed. There's like a meme where it's like, oh, the medical or the government essentially forced you into medical rape. And then you were like, oh, well, it was 3 years ago. It's fine. You know,
that's fucking pretty much what happened.
Bizarre, man. People just just put more dirt over it. You know, it's a picture of guys shoveling all the corruption, all the things that have happened. There's more and more dirt. And it's like, just forget about this. Forget about it. You know, never forget.
I definitely want everybody who's gotten to the end of this episode to let us know what your stance, I suppose, is on the case now after listening to this. But I don't think anybody can deny the strange and unsettling situation surrounding this. Also, the last thing that I wanted to say was, so we talked about Jerry Dyer earlier, the lieutenant, sergeant, whatever he was, that
he mysteriously died.
Had that disagreement with a guy, and then the guy shows up dead across the street, but it has nothing to do with him. And it was
So it he has the argument with the guy, and then the
he's like the police chief or whatever,
and then
somebody dies
that he's arguing with, right?
No, yeah, so yeah, he's the police chief or whatever, and he suspends one of the police officers for misconduct, but doesn't elaborate on what it is. And then that officer was like, you know, fuck this. Probably not the best way to approach it, but he shows up at his house and he's like, what the fuck is, why have I been suspended? What's going on? And then that night, that officer shows up dead across the street from the sergeant's house. And there's no investigation. There were nothing was brought up about the fact that they had basically a physical altercation earlier that night. It was just like, oh no, he must have just left your house after the altercation and killed himself. Yeah. So that guy now, Jerry Dyer, since 2021, he has been elected mayor of Fresno.
Oh, isn't
and
that
now controls
weird.
The whole city.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yep, and now he controls the entire city of Fresno.
No shit, and that's all part of the corruption, man. If you live in Fresno,
so that's really cool.
You should probably try to look into this a little more. And the fact that the majority of...
If you live in Fresno, you probably should try and leave.
The majority of people that just don't care and just whatever, and then that
It's that thing if it's not me, if somebody's being physically assaulted in the street, it's I think I'll just pass by because it's not, at least it's not
the
me.
Bystander effect. That video of that dad being stabbed up by that
that's stuck in my mind
forever. That foreigner in Vancouver, a dad was, if you don't know, the dad was stabbed in front of his daughter and his wife for telling this guy not to vape in his daughter's face. it is a very disturbing video, and it just showed people are just standing there watching, doing nothing. That's I couldn't have done wild. That. I would have fucking knocked that guy out. I would have like, it's a knife. I will just kick it out of your hand. I'll do whatever I can. I'll use like somehow I'll figure it out. And people are like, well, you say that, but if it actually happened, no, I'm pretty sure that my brain could not withstand watching that. I would have to do something.
Like, I get it. Like, it's scary, and it's not a situation I think anybody wants to be in. But like, goddamn, like surely to God with the couple of men that were around, like you could have maybe tried to like band together and be like, hey, we probably should stop
the guy just filming it. Like, it's so crazy, man. I'm like, man, how did
there's one guy there though just sitting. I know, like he's literally there. Like he's like what, like 2 or 3 feet away.
And it's crazy the amount of blood that's coming out of the guy and how he just it's one of the I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in my life. And seeing that was just it irked my soul. Of like seeing him just, he slowly just like starts leaning over, yep. goes down a knee and then just falls over and he's dead. And that's the perils and reality of the world that we exist in where nobody's doing anything. And I want to add, like, if people don't see how there is evil has taken over this world, I don't know how else to prove this to you, but we're being controlled and we're like the evil runs the world. You know, it's quite obvious, man. There are so many, there is the good, the evil outweighs the good in a lot of ways, especially recently in the last couple of years. And if, for all the religious people, right, I'm sure that they believe like, yeah, Satan has taken over our reality. And it sure fucking seems like it, that there's some sort of evil, malevolent force that has taken hold of our society, our world. And the fact that cops can just continue like this can continue to get away with it. There was no repercussions. There was no justice. They murdered a man for trying to expose how corrupt they were and what they were involved in. And so it's like the same thing, like Julian Assange just got let out of prison and he must have made a deal because I'm sure that he's not allowed to say anything, do anything, sue them in any way. They're probably like, shut up, go fucking go somewhere and just live the rest of your life. Because if he's a hero, in my opinion, of what he was trying to expose and how he spent a decade in prison. But, you know, that I'm sure that the it goes so deep. I had a guy send me new WikiLeaks stuff that has came up recently. It's all these files, and I've saved it and I sent it to myself. And there's some stuff in there that we could uncover, but it's pretty wild. I'm just clicking through some of the stuff, and it's just essentially a lot of corruption that has been going on in our world, and it's quite disturbing. And it's crazy that
and like a case like this, I think it's just like, you know, it's a drop in the ocean. But I definitely would like to hear what everybody listening thinks of this case, like where you sit, like which side of the fence do you sit on, and why more so, rather than just saying like, well, I don't believe it or I do believe it. Let us know why you think that.
So just bring this up on screen to end this on. This is the WikiLeaks thing that I was sent. Look at all this shit.
Whoa, yeah, it's wild.
And this is all like Afghanistan off property list. There's like really weird stuff. There's to go Afghanistan. This stuff about the war. Essentially, there's a couple things about the war, blood and honor data database. There's a lot of weird things. Korea. So it's essentially shedding light on some of the corruption that is going on. A lot of them is like PDFs. Some of it is like images. And I have not looked at the FBI pedophile symbols. And it's like click this. Look. Pretty crazy, like, and this whole, I haven't even dived into some of the stuff that this is showing, but guy sent me this, and I'm like, well, that's crazy. It's look how long this is.
That's wild.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy fuck, I don't know, like, I saved it, and I have it, so, you know, if I wind up dead.
This is why.
Because somebody sent me, that's all this shit. U.S. Army, so there's a lot of people that are trying to expose the corruption, and like I said, it is very strange that it seems like we definitely live in a world where evil has taken over, in my opinion. It's quite clear, right? Such a wild case.
It's a strange one, and like, you know, people have covered it, but like nobody's really, I think, outside of like, you know, like a 10-minute video or whatever, no one's really talked too much about it.
Yeah, when you told me about it, I heard nothing about this before you told me.
Yeah, it was one of those obscure ones I came across years ago, and it always kind of, I don't know, it just stuck in my mind. I was like, that's fucking such a bizarre like thing to happen. I can't imagine and like, it's so easy nowadays to discredit somebody, be going like, oh, you know, he was like suffering with mental illness, he was fucking schizophrenic. Yeah. Like, I'm sure, right, if something like this happened to me, let's say, I'm sure that it would be really easy to pull up my medical files and go, oh, this dude like was at the doctor before, like said he was depressed and shit.
Yeah.
So he's obviously just like psycho. So he just like made up all this stuff because he's a lunatic. Or, oh, look, these dudes done like podcasts online before about conspiracies and horror movies and all. They're obviously like sick in the head. So it's obviously all lies.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all you've got to do. End story.
That's
all
true. It's true. And that's all you got to do is convince people. And there's definitely been, if you look at our society and the way people think and view things, they've been socially conditioned in so many ways. And this is something I brought up. I attempted to do the first episode of Tomcast where I wanted to do a political show where I more or less rant and get out some of my thoughts about the world that we existed in. And who knows, I put it on our own RSS feed. We might have some guests or stuff like that to talk about politics. And it's just a thing that I started doing of trying to figure out if I actually want to do this or I have the ability to actually entertain people for an hour or two with my own thoughts. And I was just talking about the amount of people that just don't know even their own history and want to deny their national identity or their identity in general of who they are. And that's like, no, we're just like, it's and how bad it's getting within certain countries of like, you know, like you wave around a passport and all of a sudden you're Canadian or you're Irish. And it's like, it just doesn't, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
We live in a dark and corrupt world, but I thought this was interesting, and there is much more to come on this show when it comes to, we're going to start diving back into true crime in a big way with some very big deep dives. There's a bunch of serial killers that I've always wanted to cover that will come into the folds of the network and stuff soon, but we appreciate everyone that actually like watches. I never know how to end these things ever, but
I
appreciate
yeah.
everyone that watches and listens. And like I said, you know, give us 5-star rating reviews, especially on Apple Podcast and Spotify. And it helps more than you realize. Even just telling people about the show or sharing an episode as a story on Instagram or whatever, if you're listening to it, it helps more than you realize. And it helps us get out there and maybe be able to live off this one day where we can record, you know, even daily or, you know, a couple times a week and make more content. And there's so many things that are strange in this world and to cover and to get into. So I appreciate everybody that listens.
Yeah, what Tom says.
Okay, that was really weird. All right, I need to recuperate somehow before this movie. I'm just going to get absolutely obliterated and get high.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.